Mission Network News, Monday, September 27, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Islam and HIV/AIDS move quickly through Africa. A fire at a hospital in Haiti puts pressure on Christian ministry, and Shoes for Orphan Souls in Russia needs feet and more to get them there. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Africa, where Islam and HIV/AIDS are spreading like wildfire. But fortunately, there's an answer: God's Word. This fall, the Bible League wants to send Bibles to feed the overwhelming spiritual hunger there. The Bible League's Mike Dvorak just returned from Africa.
We have a goal of getting over 500,000 Bibles to flood into that area that are thirsty for God's Word. And the infrastructure is being set up now that we can get Bibles into even these most remote places, into people groups that need them, and a lot of them, they're unreached. So we're talking about both discipleship and evangelism as the goal for this campaign.
Islam is the fastest growing religion in Africa, but Dvorak says God's Word will change that.
If you're just telling them what you believe and you can't show them by giving them a Bible, there's a real hesitancy to believe it. But if you can leave the Word with them and explain the Word to them, they'll take it and they'll read it, and then we're seeing all kinds of Muslims come to Christ.
Your $4 can make a difference in one life. Go to our website to get involved. Meanwhile, natural disasters have hit Haiti hard in recent months. Last week, Tropical Storm Jean ripped through the country, killing hundreds of people. The water spared the city of Capation, but a fire at a local hospital put pressure on for Haiti with Love's work. The damage is forcing people to seek medical care at For Haiti's medical clinic. This is causing stress and medical supplies. Funding is needed to restock the clinic so they can continue providing care in Jesus' name. You're listening to Mission Network News. There are more than 700,000 international students in the United States, presenting a huge mission field. But according to InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, U.S. regulations are causing some problems. ICF's Director of International Student Ministries, Lisa Espinelli-Chin, says the war on terror is the culprit.
In some places, they have actual decrees. People who have even been accepted couldn't get out of the country because of additional restrictions or requirements that the government has imposed on those who are coming in as international students.
While the trend concerns Espinelli-Chin, the downturn hasn't affected their work.
When we think of 3,300 students that we were able to reach over the last year, that's a drop in the bucket. So the field is still quite wide, and there's a lot there to do.
Pray for InterVarsity as they reach out to students on 564 campuses this year. Next, while thousands of shoes are on their way to needy orphans worldwide, containers bound for Russia are on hold. The U.S. government has cut back on the usual free overseas shipping, leaving Buckner Orphan Care in a tight spot. Buckner's Tiffany Taylor.
We had three containers full of shoes. Each container has over 10,000 pairs of new shoes on it. And right now, we're just in need of prayers and thoughts about the fact that we have got to raise the funds to ship these containers now. We need about an additional $15,000. It's $5,000 per container to get it overseas.
The shoes are a door to get into orphanages to tell them about the Heavenly Father. Pray for Buckner teams who are getting ready for the special shoe trips.
It's just so important that we get the shoes over there, that people pray that they safely arrive, that they get through customs, that the funds come in for the additional shipping, so that these teams will be able to kneel in front of those children and tell them about their Heavenly Father.
And nearly 1,800 Christian leaders from around the world will be in Thailand Wednesday. They'll be there for the 2004 Forum for World Evangelism, convened by the Lausanne Committee for World Evangelism. 31 specific issues have been identified as roadblocks to evangelism, and participants hope to knock them down. The goal is to develop an action plan for the global church. Pray that those attending the conference will develop an action plan that can have an incredible impact on global evangelism. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Ralph Winter calls the book exciting and optimistic and jammed with timely missions information. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.